It's Wednesday, the 25th of April. Hello, everybody. I'm Tom Turbeville. Thank you for logging on today to WTAW.com, and here's a look at your sports. Well, the ninth-ranked Aggie baseball team got off the stride last night as they beat TCU 4-1 in Fort Worth at Lupton Stadium. Freshman Chance Bolsarik's RBI triple in the eighth inning got things started for the Aggies. It was their first midweek win in 3 weeks. Three Aggie pitchers gave up only three hits. The first, a Horned Frog solo home run. Rob Childress talked to Scott Clendenin after the game about this good feeling and taking it forward.
Well, I've said it, you know, a week ago. Confidence is a fleeting thing. When you have it and everything's going good, you don't even talk about it. When you lose, it's the hardest thing to find, and hopefully tonight will be, you know, something that'll get our confidence going, and if it doesn't, then there's a problem.
It was a 1-0 TCU lead through seven innings. A&M scored twice in the eighth, first on Bolsarik's triple, and then Matt Yingle's RBI scored Bolsarik for the Aggies' first lead. Here's Yingle.
I was down 0-2, and I was just thinking, just put the ball in play somewhere hard. You know, don't try to do too much. And I ended up working it back to a 3-2 count, and they went a slider 3-2, and I was able to get the barrel to it and hit it through the six hole.
A&M got two insurance runs in the ninth inning from the bats of Yingle and Jay Statham. Aggs got 12 hits in all, two from Scott Arthur in the number two hole. Yingle talks about the win.
It was great to get the monkey off our back, basically, and get back in the win column, and it was a huge win for us, and it was a great team effort by everybody. Scotty had a great game, unbelievable game, battling with two strikes and everything. He's the one that started everything.
Daniel Mingan got his first start on the mound. He went six innings. Kyle Martin got the last seven outs of the game. Now the Aggies will host Texas Friday night at 6:35 before that series moves to Austin Saturday at 2:30 and Sunday at 2. By the way, the Baylor Bears 24-game winning streak is over. They lost at UTSA 4-1 last night, giving up three runs in the first inning. In softball, the Aggies sweep the Baylor Bears all three games. Those games were separated by a couple of weeks each, but they finished it last night at the Aggie ballpark, and A&M wins it 10-2. Five home runs in all, four of them hit by A&M. The Aggies got 11 hits off of two Baylor pitchers. Mel Dumazich got her 24th win in the circle, giving up just four hits and striking out eight. The Aggies are now 32-14 for the year, 12-6 in the conference, and they'll host Texas tomorrow night at the Aggie ballpark, and then that series moves to Austin Saturday and Sunday. Major League Baseball, Yu Darvish got a season-high 10 strikeouts last night, and the Rangers got a 2-0 win over the New York Yankees. Darvish earned his third victory of the season after giving up seven hits in eight-plus innings. Ian Kinsler homered for the Rangers. Milwaukee Brewers scored five runs in the sixth inning last night on their way to a 9-6 win over the Houston Astros. Ricky Weeks, Corey Hart, and Carlos Gomez all homered for the Brewers. The Astros have lost eight of their last 10 games. Got the same matchups again today. Baylor freshman Quincy Miller is declaring early for the NBA draft. Miller had said 2 weeks ago that he was staying at Baylor for his sophomore season. Coach Scott Drew said additional information gathered after the original decision gave Miller and his family more time to consider. Former Dallas Cowboys star Deion Sanders has been charged with simple assault in the wake of an altercation with his estranged wife. Police said yesterday that further investigation led to citations against both Deion and Pilar Sanders. The Hall of Famer tweeted Monday that Pilar had attacked him. Well, it'll come as no surprise to anyone that the Colts have said that they will select Stanford quarterback Andrew Luck with their number one pick in the NFL draft. Colts general manager Ryan Grigson made the official announcement yesterday. The first three picks are falling into place, with the Colts announcing they'll take Luck first tomorrow night in the draft. The Redskins traded three first-round picks and a second-rounder to the St. Louis Rams to move up to the second spot, and they're expected to go with Robert Griffin III of Baylor. Minnesota has the number three pick. Now, most draft experts are still saying that A&M quarterback Ryan Tannehill will be a top-10 selection and will still likely go to Miami with the eighth pick. If he is a Dolphin, he'll reunite with his former head coach, the new offensive coordinator at Miami, Mike Sherman. Also, receiver Jeff Fuller is projected as a first-day draft pick, maybe second or third round. Speaking of the Dallas Cowboys, and finally, former Dallas Cowboys, including Hall of Famers Randy White, Bob Lilly, and Rayfield Wright, have joined other retired NFL players to file the latest concussion-related lawsuit against the NFL. The suit accuses the league of ignoring a link between concussions and permanent brain injuries. It was filed Tuesday in Houston's federal court and includes 28 former players among the plaintiffs. And that's your look at sports, everybody. I'm Tom Turbeville. Thank you for logging on today to WTAW.com.